poll, almost 70% of voters want tougher border policies. By Neil Monroe on May 22, 2023. 7 out of 10 American voters want stricter border policies once they are told about the current level of illegal migration, according to a May 17 to 18 Harvard-Harris poll. 68% of Americans, including 73% of swing voting independents, told the pollsters they want stricter border policies once they were given this information. Over 2.75 million came into the United States illegally over a 12-month period ending September 2022, and more than 1.2 million have crossed since then. Given these numbers, should the administration continue its current policies or issue new, stricter policies to reduce the flow of people coming across the border? Still, 48% of the Democrats said they favor current policies. The number is likely high because many Democrats defer to their political leaders. The May 17 to 18 poll of 2004 registered voters was supervised by three pollsters: Mark Penn, the chairman of the Harris poll; Dritten Nesho, the CEO of Harris; and Stephen Ansola Behar, the former director of Harvard University's Center for American Political Studies. The prompt question is useful because few Americans know about the scale of illegal migration, according to the polling data. The establishment media rarely reports the total annual inflow of illegal migrants, or even the annual inflow of 1 million legal migrants and about 1 million temporary visa workers. Instead, most media reports focus on migrants' concerns and refer to thousands of migrants. That style has largely hidden Biden's welcome for roughly 4.5 million southern migrants, or roughly 2 million each year. The poll showed that 56% of respondents wrongly believe the inflow was less than 500,000 per year. An additional 19% incorrectly said the inflow was between 500,000 and 1 million. Only 16%, or just 1 in 6 Americans, were close to the answer, offering estimates of between 1 million and 3 million. The new results match the data from a similar poll conducted in December 2022 by Harvard-Harris. The public is also kept in the dark because the White House hides its immigration policy behind rhetoric, complexity, and a refusal to quickly release relevant information. GOP leaders often downplay the huge annual numbers and prefer to spotlight border chaos. They downplay the numbers partly because they are under donor pressure to ignore migration's huge pocketbook damage to American families. The Harvard-Harris poll also showed 68% of Americans believe people who cross the border with Mexico illegally should be turned back to Mexico. Just 32% said migrants should be released into the U.S. with a court date. Watch: Brownsville, Texas drone footage reveals large migrant camp at U.S.-Mexico border. The poll showed that 57% of independents and 53% of all respondents believe Biden's loose border policies are encouraging the inflow of lethal drugs. The poll also showed that immigration is the top political issue for 27% of respondents, not far behind the 34% who said the primary issue is inflation. 51% said illegal immigration is a very serious issue, while 28% described it as somewhat serious. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.